The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Foul Play. Unless you have been living under a rock since 2008, you have probably heard of Casey Anthony, who at the age of 22 was suspected of murdering her almost 3-year-old daughter, Kaylee. If you haven't heard of this case or need a refresher, we will be going through a timeline of events during this series. As well as myself and Wendy, we are joined on this case by Rob Dick, who long-term listeners may remember from the MAP series on Season 3. But for those of you who don't know Rob, let's introduce him.
I'm a bounty hunter, private investigator. I guess I'd also say teacher now, since I teach the classes for bounty hunting and bail agents. I own a general agency, which is basically the in-between a insurance company and the actual different bail offices. So I kind of manage about 40 offices and liability. So I guess my main focus is bail, from the getting the agent's license to actually writing bail, having them write bail, having control liability. And then, of course, when the person doesn't go to court, doing the recovery side, where the bounty hunters, if you will, that I also train, have to go out and pick people up and take them back into custody and put them back in the system. That's kind of why I was late this morning. I had to hit a house at 4 a.m. this morning. Just got back. So that's my main job. And then I guess my hobby is cold cases, serial killers, that kind of stuff.
So Rob, I first met you in the year 2020, a year that's fresh on everyone's mind. In fact, Wendy and I were working on the MAP series for Foul Play. We were both in California, and I came across you, and I was in probably the very office that you are sitting there now, recording this. You strike me as someone who is very original, honest, and someone who works in a very dangerous field, especially by the text that you sent me earlier this morning. But one thing more than anything, I think, is the honesty factor. You are very serious and you are very honest in the things that you say. I take everything that you say as the truth. So when you tell me that you have something to talk about when it comes to the Casey Anthony case, I want to hear it. I want to hear what your experience is. I want to hear what your opinion is and what it is that you witnessed yourself.
I know what you're all now wondering, and that is, how is Rob linked to Casey Anthony? From the MAP series, you will know that Rob is based in California, and Casey Anthony is based in Florida. So how does a bounty hunter from the other side of the United States get involved in a case in Florida? During this series, you will hear Rob mention Leonard Padilla numerous times. Leonard is someone else we met in Series 3, another bounty hunter from California. A real character who was known for being outspoken and always wearing a black cowboy hat, he ran for mayor in Sacramento. This is Leonard in 2012.
Hello there. My name is Leonard Padilla. It's actually in Spanish, it's Leonardo Padilla. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of questions about how you pronounce your last name. Either way, I respond. I have no problem with it. This is my fifth run for the mayor's seat of the city of Sacramento. I think it's very important that people pay attention to the candidates and listen to what they have to say. Now, Mayor Johnson has decided not to attend any of the debates that myself and Jonathan Roers have been present at. He feels that he can coast in without answering any questions to the citizens of the city of Sacramento.
So, back to Rob and how he and Leonard got involved with Casey Anthony.
Well, being a part of the bail industry, working with Leonard Padilla for numerous years, Leonard would always like to be in kind of high-profile cases if he could, or figure a way to be around media and or whatever was going on of the highest stories. When we actually got involved, Casey was in custody. It was the very first time. It was after she had taken the detectives on the wild goose chase to Universal and lied to them. And they basically booked her for, at the time, it was just nothing more than like child neglect on the basis she's mom, she doesn't know where her child is. And that's kind of all they had really at that point. So they put her in custody. Her bail was $500,000. And she was saying on the jail interviews that if she got out, she would be able to find her daughter or lead law enforcement to her daughter or whatever, but she couldn't do anything while she was inside. So Leonard kind of came up with the idea of let's do the bond and kind of put up or shut up type of a situation. And that would allow us, through the terms and conditions of the bail bond, to kind of set our own rules as far as making sure that she's guarded to where she can't flee, she can't hurt herself, nothing can happen. Because that is always the risk of a bail bond, having someone out on bail anyway. At the same time, that would also put us at the center of this whole thing right in the beginning.
During his career, Leonard loved to be in the middle of things, enjoying the limelight. And Casey Anthony was creating a bit of a media frenzy at this time, for being one of the most hated women in America. Leonard wanted to be part of it. So Rob and Leonard put up the bail for Casey Anthony and ended up spending a lot of time with her for a few weeks. Rob has already mentioned that Casey sent the police on a wild goose chase, and there have been many reports about stories changing, information being withheld, and Casey lying to cover up the truth about what happened to her daughter Kaylee. During this season, we will be revisiting the tragic story of a beautiful little girl who lost her life aged just 2. And we'll be unpicking some of the stories that have been reported with Rob's inside knowledge. We will be using newspaper reports, interviews with the police, and testimony from the trial to piece together the timeline of what happened to Kaylee Anthony.
Let's start by going right back to the beginning. Casey was born on the 19th of March, 1986, in Warren, Ohio, to parents George and Cindy Anthony, a younger sister for their young son, Lee. Casey was a bright, outgoing young girl with lots of friends and what everyone believed was a perfect home life. But when she became a teenager, Casey started to become more interested in boys than school, and she eventually stopped going completely, unbeknown to her parents. By 19, Casey was often lying to her parents, and when they noticed she had put on a little weight, Casey denied she was pregnant and told them she was still a virgin. As the pregnancy developed, and realizing she couldn't hide it from her parents any longer, Casey finally told them the truth, but refused to disclose the identity of the baby's father. At one point, she said it was her fiancé, Jesse Grund, but then changed the story to someone she had previously dated, who had since died in a car crash. Casey gave birth on the 9th of August, 2005, to a daughter, Kaylee Marie. While a friend of Casey's, alleged that they discussed the possibility of adoption with Casey. She kept Kaylee and lived at home with her parents, who helped her raise her daughter. Kaylee's father was never identified, but Casey's fiancé Jesse acted as her father, despite the likely dates of conception, making that improbable. By 2008, the family had settled into a routine. George and Cindy looked after Kaylee most of the time, while Casey was out with friends. Lee, Casey's brother, was no longer living in the family home, having moved into his own home a short distance away. There were arguments and disagreements, which is typical of every family living together like this. But George and Cindy doted on their granddaughter and would do anything to make sure she was safe and happy.
And then in mid-June 2008, things changed. On Father's Day, Sunday the 15th of June, Kaylee is recorded on video singing "You Are My Sunshine" to Cindy's father, Kaylee's great-grandfather.
Finish your song.
When skies are gray, we'll never know, dear, how much I love you. When storms change, then storms over. Papa, we're tired, Papa.
You tired, Papa?
Tired.
I didn't know you had a Whitney spirit. Are you going to be left with me? Are you going to sing it?
Now you're being shy.
You are doing good. That's a compliment.
I'm
shy. I was listening to you.
It looks like a fun family event, and Kaylee looks glowing and happy, with a huge smile on her face. She is sat in a high back chair at a dining table in the care home where her great-grandfather resides. She has her long, dark brown hair tied up in a high ponytail, her dark eyes are sparkling, and she is wearing a pale blue short-sleeved top. As she sings, she becomes shy and pulls up a dark red blanket, cuddling it and pulling it over her head at times. You can hear Cindy in the background talking to Kaylee, and some noises of staff preparing meals for other residents. It is a beautiful, simple family occasion. But this would be the last happy occasion in the Anthony household for a long time. As the very next day, Monday the 16th of June 2008, Casey and Kaylee leave the family home. Rob says there was an argument between Casey and Cindy the night of the 15th of June. Casey confided in her brother Lee that this had happened, and it was heard by the neighbour who Rob spoke to confirm this. You will hear Rob talk about this in episode 10. Other reports state that Casey said she had to go away for work and took Kaylee with her. Whatever happened that day to make Casey leave, this is the last time that George and Cindy would see Kaylee alive. Because George and Cindy think that Casey has gone off in a huff and taken Kaylee with her to be vindictive, they don't think to alert authorities. And it is a month before Kaylee is reported missing. A month before Cindy calls 911 and mentions that she has not seen her almost 3-year-old granddaughter since the 16th of June. We will come back to this, but let's first fill in the timeline for this month from what later came out at the trial.
At the time of Kaylee's disappearance, Casey had a new boyfriend, Tony Lazzaro, whom she had met on Facebook. Here is Tony being questioned in court. He is in the witness box, wearing a white shirt and black tie, his hair dark and wavy, cut short and styled away from his face.
May of 2008, did there come a time when you first became in contact with a person by the name of Casey Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell the jury how that started? How you met her?
Yeah. I met her on Facebook. Simple friend request. And we became friends.
How did you find her on Facebook?
I found her through a Facebook at the time would show you how people in your area or people that go to school in your area and would literally pop up. And I was like, oh, well, she seems like she's cool. Friend request.
Did she immediately respond to you or did it take some time?
I don't recall.
So talk about, if you would, your first contacts with her. Was it all through email?
Probably through Facebook. Sorry. If I can remember. I don't think anything more than that.
And did that continue for a period of time?
I would say so.
And how long?
I can't recall.
A month? 2 weeks? Anything help you out there?
Probably. Nothing that long.
Did there come a time when you decided to meet?
Okay. So first time we ever met in person was at my friend's birthday. His name was Dan Howard. This is right around the same time that I was starting up the DJ company.
Was this in May?
This is the end of May.
End of May.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, sir. And we were throwing a party for him at one of our friends' houses. And I was inviting a ton of people online and made a what you would call a Facebook event. You guys are familiar with Facebook, and literally just would friend request, send invites to everyone. And that's basically the whole point of that, to get a bunch of people to go. And I got that's when she got back to me to go to the party.
So you were expecting her to be at that party?
No, not until I got her a response.
Okay, well, I'm saying once she responded, you were expecting her to be at the party.
Yes.
All right. While you were talking and discussing, did you learn via Facebook, did you learn that she had a child?
I believe so.
Did you know the child's name at that time?
I can't recall.
Do you recall how old she was?
I just knew that she was a toddler.
So you finally met Casey Anthony?
Yes, sir.
And this is at Daniel Howard's party?
Yes, sir.
All right. What was your first impressions of her?
Pretty girl. I mean, I was kind of going back and forth, and I think she showed up with two of her friends. And we hit it off. Okay.
So shortly after meeting Ms. Anthony, did you start to see her on a regular basis?
Yes, sir.
How would you see her? Well, put it this way. Did you go to her house and pick her up to take her out on a date?
No, she would come over and show up to my apartment.
Now, after you, when this first started, how often would she come over to your house?
A couple times.
A couple of times a week? A couple of times... What does that mean?
More or less a couple of times a week.
The first time she came over to your apartment, did she bring her daughter?
Yes.
So Tony met Kaylee on the first date he had with Casey, after meeting in person for the first time at a party. Tony thinks this was the 2nd of June, just 2 weeks before Kaylee disappears. Tony was asked about Casey's interactions with Kaylee.
From what I can remember, it was completely... she'd have a book, she'd have her teddy bear,
We would go down to the pool, teaching her how to swim. Talk about Kaylee. Kaylee liked to Dora the Explorer and could count to 40 in Spanish, which was pretty incredible for her age. And she was a great little girl.
And who taught her how to count to 40?
The Dora Explorer. From what my knowledge was, it was her favorite show.
Okay. And how often during that time did you see Casey and Kaylee hugging and showing affection with one another?
Pretty much the whole time.
During this time period, the end of May, beginning of June, did there come a time when Ms. Anthony stayed over at your apartment?
No.
During this time period of the end of May, beginning of June, were you aware of what type of car Ms. Anthony drove?
Yes.
What was she driving?
A white Pontiac.
Okay. Directing your attention to June 4th of 2008, did you attend a birthday party for a person by the name of Troy Brown?
Yes.
Who went to that party?
Me, Clint, and Maria.
That'd be Maria Kish?
Maria Kish, sorry, yes.
When you went to that party for Troy Brown, do you remember where that party was held?
Club Voyage.
Where is Club Voyage?
It's downtown, I believe, on Church Street.
When you went to Troy Brown's party on the 4th of June, 2008, who drove?
Casey did.
What car did you take?
Her car.
Hey friends, shifting my wardrobe from summer to fall is always a challenge. Luckily, Quince offers timeless, high-quality items that makes this transition smooth, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh without blowing my budget. Whether it's cashmere sweaters starting at just $50, versatile pants for every occasion, or their luxurious washable silk tops, Quince has everything I need. Right now, I'm wearing the Flowknit Breeze Performance Polo in Heather Sky Blue. I've been dressing business casual a lot lately, and I have to say, this polo is by far one of the best I've ever owned. Not only is it incredibly stylish, but it's also super comfortable, and the price is unbeatable. The material breathes so much better than those stuffy polos, and it looks perfectly professional. It's truly a game changer in my wardrobe. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the middleman, passing the savings on to us. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/shane for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shane to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shane.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Was it during this time period that you first met Kaylee?
Yes.
Where do you recall first meeting Kaylee? Was at your apartment?
Right.
I think you told us a little bit about going to a pool.
Yes.
What else did you see her in any other context?
Yes, sir. I believe another time she came over, and then also when we went to the mall.
What mall did you go to?
Went to the Mall Millennium.
Do you remember the date?
It was a Friday afternoon. I want to say 13th. I can't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure it was the 13th because it was definitely before something because I was promoting for something I had going on.
All right, well, let's change it in order. When you went to the Millennium Mall, what was the purpose of going to the mall?
I wanted to promote for what was going on that night.
All right. And so you would have promoted the event before the event, correct?
Yes.
Sorry. You would have promoted the event before actually having the event.
Yes, sir.
So when you went to the Millennium Mall, I believe you just testified that was for the purposes of promoting the event. How did you do that?
Handing out flyers.
Just walking around the mall, handing them out?
Yes.
And when you did that, was the defendant with you?
No.
Okay. Did she go to the mall with you?
Yes. We split up. She and Kaylee walked around.
And you handed out the flyers?
While I went around handing out flyers.
After handing out your flyers, did you meet up again with the defendant and her daughter?
Yes.
What'd you do?
We went to Cheesecake Factory and had a late lunch.
Do you recall how you got to the mall?
I believe it was in her car.
After having a late lunch at the Cheesecake Factory, did you return back to your apartment?
Yes, sir.
Did the defendant stay with you that night?
No, sir.
Did she and Kaylee leave?
Yes, sir.
Did Kaylee ever spend the night at your apartment?
No, sir.
After the defendant dropped you off at your apartment, was that the last time you saw Kaylee Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Now, in the very beginning of this relationship with Ms. Anthony, were you told by her whether or not she had a job?
Yes.
And what did she tell you?
That she had a daughter.
I'm sorry?
She had a daughter. I don't really remember the...
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe we're getting lost here in the echo. Did she tell you whether or not she had a job?
Oh, she had a job. Yes, she had a job at Universal Studios.
Did she tell you what she did for Universal Studios?
Something with event planning, I believe.
Something with events?
Yes.
Did she ever, in the beginning part of this relationship, ever tell you any details about her job?
Throughout the relationship, she would always talk about specific things that she had a job, specific people.
What kind of people would she mention?
I recall Jeff. I recall a couple of the girls' names, but I can't remember their names.
Did she ever complain about her job?
I can't remember specifics. I mean, pretty sure everyone comes home complaining about jobs. So she might have.
Did you ever see her with any identification from Universal Studios?
Yeah, she'd walk in the apartment with a Universal badge.
Did it have her picture on it?
Yes.
So Casey told Tony she worked at Universal Studios. We will come back to this later.
When you first met the defendant and you met Kaylee, were you ever told by the defendant who was taking care of her child while she went to work?
Her babysitter and her mother. Either or.
Either or? Did she ever talk to you with any specificity about what the babysitter's name was?
At that point, it was Zanny.
And this is in the beginning of the relationship?
Yes, sir.
Did she tell you anything about Zanny? I'm sorry, let me break it up. Did she tell you where Zanny lived?
No.
Did she tell you if Zanny had any relatives?
No.
Did she tell you if Zanny cared for any other children?
Not that I can remember.
Did she ever discuss with you when you first met her what she paid Zanny?
Don't remember.
Did she ever tell you when the nanny would take care of her and when her mother would take care of her?
I don't... It would be either or. She would give specific times of when that she would say that she was with the nanny. I don't recall what your question. Your question is: does she specifically specify when this person would watch the baby, and then this person would watch the baby this day? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't recall.
The questioning then moved to the evening of the 16th of June. Tony and Casey go to Blockbuster Video together. Remember, the morning of this day is the last time Kaylee was seen. It was the morning that Casey and Kaylee left the family home. A video of them arm in arm in Blockbuster Video was shown to the court. The footage is not great, but they can be seen stood in front of the counter. Tony looks to be wearing black sneakers, long dark shorts, a dark basketball shirt with white writing and a logo on the back, and a black baseball cap. He has his left arm around the shoulder of Casey, who is wearing khaki or brown shorts, a pale blue vest top, and a white cap.
So you recognize yourself?
Yes, sir.
You have your arms around somebody. Who do you have your arms around?
Casey.
Casey Ann?
Yes, sir.
And this is on June 16th of 2008?
Yes, sir.
All right. When you went to Blockbuster with her that night, how would you describe her demeanor?
The way she was every day.
Which was?
Happy. Happy to see me. Having a grand old time.
On this date, at any time that you saw her that night, did she ever cry?
No.
Did she ever act scared?
Nope.
Did she ever act nervous?
No.
Did she tell you that her daughter had gone missing?
No.
Did she tell you anything about that there was something wrong with her?
No.
Or that something had happened to her?
No.
Was there any difference in this woman's attitude this night than it was for any other previous time that you had seen her?
No.
Casey stayed with Tony that night, and every night after that. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of Casey Anthony, Truth or Lies, Where is Kaylee? Here is a peek at episode 2.
At any time during this night, did she ever tell you that her child was missing?
No, sir.
Had been kidnapped?
No, sir.
Was actively looking for her?
No, sir.
Asked you for help?
No.
Did she ever tell you during this night that she needed help?
No.
That something had happened to her?
No.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.